What? I go hard, cuz. Hey, you guys. Hope you guys are here. Sorry I'm running late. I'll make sure my screens are up. I hope everybody is doing good today. Let me wait for this screen to pop up here. All right, all right. Can everybody hear me? Can y'all see you, girl? I hope you guys are doing good. Okay, perfect, perfect. I don't look washed out. Y'all like the red? Y'all not let us switch it up, honey. I'm on my Rogue, you know, from X-Men. That's one of my favorite X-Men. So I wanted to kind of like rock her hairstyle with the little red streaks and stuff. So I think it turned out really nice. I hope you guys are doing good today. Let me go ahead. Is everything running right? Okay, there we go. Come on, YouTube. Yes, I see the comments. Yes, y'all are here for the red. Thanks, you guys. Oh, y'all, it's been a long week. I have a lot going on. The Discorders know, but this is probably going to be one of my last live streams in this house. So we've been packing up and getting ready to leave, but I'm still not settled. It's out. It's a lot going on in my life, but it's cool. You know what I'm saying? God is good. I'm not going to worry about it too much. I hope I'm not freezing up. Let me refresh this screen. Okay, good. Oh, yeah, I said it looks kind of like the Black Widow. Okay, all right. I accept that. I'm Team Marvel. Thank you so much. So it is a lot going on. It's a lot to talk about. If this damn YouTube screen don't stop freezing up, let me refresh it. Hold on. It's acting crazy. As long as y'all can see and hear me, I'm cool with that. I have other screens up too. Okay, there we go. I just want to make sure everything's running. Yeah, yes, yes, Samuel. Yes, Dane. What's up? Dane Santos says, T's always like, y'all know I'm late. I have to, you know what I'm saying? I have to bump the curls, honey. I have to, you know what I mean? Trying to look presentable on camera. It's a struggle because a lot of stuff is packed up. But I think I've handled myself well over the past 2 months of living. Like, my house is like a model home. It's not the home that it once was. But I'm going to miss my house. Like, I really love this house. It was beautiful. But it sold, and the people who bought it, they'll be moving in this week. So I got to go, even though I don't really, you know, it's still, you know, up in the air. But I gotta leave. So so they're moving in soon. So we got to get up out of here. So it's been a lot. But everything is coming together. You know, I'm just being patient. The cabinetry finally came in my new build. So thank God, because that was the main thing. It was supposed to be here in May. It finally came. I snuck in yesterday. I sent the video to my mods. So I snuck into the house yesterday and I seen like all like the packaging and all that stuff. So at least hopefully we will be closing, you know, on time. Okay. After my third close date, third time is the charm, right? So yeah, it's been a lot going on, but I'm doing okay. I'm just trying to hang in there mentally and be patient, you know. But social media, boy, social media never changes. So I had posted, I don't post a lot, but I did post on Instagram the other day. Cause there's a video of Portia dancing, just, you know, dancing her ass off. I'm not buying this entire situation with Portia, Simon, or Phelan. I've come to the conclusion that all these people are full of shit and the money's running low and everybody's looking for a storyline. They're all fighting for a peach, including Simon. Now, like I stated on my Instagram page, let me go ahead and share this with y'all. And I can't play the music on her video just because of copyright. So I'm going to just show her dancing. So this was Portia. This went viral. I'm going to play. She's dancing to some Afrobeat music. But it's funny with no music because she's off rhythm. But so I wrote here, I said, I find it funny how the only time she danced with the hot dog man, Dennis, was for a viral TikTok video. Fast forward a year later, she won't stop dancing with Mr. 40 Mil. Everything about this situationship screams trolling and attention seeking. So that's what I wrote on social media. I'm not the Shade Room. I'm not any of these other blogs. I'm not kissing Porsche or anybody's ass. I don't like my intelligence being fooled with. This was her with Mr. quote unquote 40 mil. So you see them dancing here. And then this was the one that was most recent when he was grabbing on her kitty cat. Meow, meow, meow. Look at them hands. Look at them hands. All right. So now let me show y'all when she was dancing with Dennis. This is her baby's father. She put this man in a dress. Let me put the music up. You see Portia, the dress looks nice on Portia. You know, Portia got a banging body. Looks good on her, but now watch. Got this grown hot dog man in a pink dress. So you mean to tell me the $40 million, quote unquote $40 million African man, he gets to two-step freely in Versace suits. And shit like that, but your baby daddy had to put on a pink latex dress and we just hit the switch with his stiff dancing ass. So that told me a lot that I needed to know about Portia and her situationship. I'm not buying any of this crap. I think her, Simon, and Phelan are all full of shit. And I wouldn't be surprised if Dennis was involved too. So I got to doing more digging on Simon because y'all know I'm a fan. You know, that's my secret. I don't know what the hell you call it. Like you know, my secret guilty pleasure is Real Housewives. Not all the franchises. I don't watch Beverly Hills like that. Atlanta, I've been watching from day one. Salt Lake City, I do like them. New Jersey, that's my show. So I've watched all of this stuff from day one. And I don't, you know, I understand it's reality television, but don't insult my intelligence. So I got to like kind of looking up more information on Simon because I'm like, okay, what does Simon do? Being Nigerian myself, I asked a few other Nigerians, have y'all heard of this man? Is his family rich? Because I'm hearing he was initially saying that he's from like an oil tycoon family and his family was rich. They invested in petroleum. Is it freezing, y'all? Okay, I hope it's not freezing. But from everything I've researched, nobody can find any information on his family. I've seen other blogs post that all of his LLCs are not even valid. They're all frozen, meaning that he never really, he hasn't taken care of business. Like he has a bunch of LLCs in different states, but none of them are generating any money. He's not filing taxes on these businesses. You know, this is no different than, you know how people be on Twitter like, I'll set up an LLC for you and you can claim it on your taxes. You know, they do all them little LLC scams. That's the vibe that I'm getting. Cause I'm like, well, if you're a man who's worth $40 million, why are you the CEO, CFO, janitor, the treasurer? Why are you the person named on everything throughout your business? Usually when, the more money that you make, the more honestly you don't want to be bothered with the day-to-day of your business. But when you look up the business for his name, everything is under his name. Like everything that has to do with the business is under his name. So I feel like this dude is on some scamming shit. It's no different. Yeah, a shell company. Thank you. It's no different than, remember Jen Shah? Remember we kept trying to figure out, you know, because I'm the type of person, I don't like to count other people's pockets. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many different ways to get a bag, to get money on the side, to hustle. So I've never been one to really invest in, you know, how people get their money. If they're saying that they're rich and they lucked up, I said, well, shit, God bless you. I want to be like you one day. You know what I'm saying? Live comfortably and stuff like that. So remember, even with Jen Shah, we kept asking ourselves, how is she able to afford all this? Not only is she having to take care of herself, she has a whole Jen Shah staff of people who dress her every day, do her hair, do her makeup. I'm like, that becomes pretty expensive. This doesn't make any sense. And then I'm thinking, well, is Coach Shaw, because, you know, there are coaches who make millions of dollars, NCAA coaches with their punk asses who sit there and treat the collegiate athletes of universities like slaves while they pocket millions and millions of dollars. So initially I thought, well, damn, is Mr. Jen Shah, is Miss Jen Shah's husband one of those NCAA coaches? But then when I Googled, no, he's not. So he's not making millions upon millions of dollars. He's just like a regular coach at like a regular school. But again, like they say, everything that goes on in the dark comes to light. She had been under investigation for scamming. And I will say this. Simon, you're so busy chasing fame, you don't understand that the internet does not play when it comes to gathering receipts on people and when it comes to, you know, digging in and calling out fraudsters. Because one thing about the internet is we don't like our intelligence being insulted, okay? And so what I realized, I went back and I kind of looked at the whole house situation. Because remember, he said that when him and Phelan were divorcing, he wants her out the house in 30 days because he wants to sell this house because he's going to get married to Portia. That is the new love of his life. So let's take it back a bit here. The home that he's selling, right now he's trying to sell it for $5 million, like $4,999,000. So let's just round it up to $5 million. Let me share my screen real quick. So this is the home that he's selling, okay? And he wants close to $5 million for this 13,000 square foot home, Buckhead Estate. But now let's rewind shit back, because y'all know I like to rewind stuff back. I'm the flashback queen. So let's rewind something back. When I went to go look up the home, because I was like, okay, I'm interested. He's trying to sell this house out the blue. Beautiful home. Let me show y'all pictures. Beautiful, beautiful home. Now let's fast forward. When is The Real Housewives filmed? I was Googling all this info, and I know somebody who films for The Real Housewives as well as other reality TV shows down in Atlanta. So now if you Google this, let's go on to Wikipedia. It's going to show you the production schedule. So here's some receipts. So on Wikipedia, we are now on season 13 of The Real Housewives. This is the season that's brought in singer Drew Sidora, so you guys know, and Toya Ali, Forever Toya. Now, if you go down to the production schedule, it says production on season began mid-July 2020. In November of the same year, production series was halted after a crew member tested positive for C-19. Production resumed the following month. And then the show came out in December 2020. This is the show. Let me highlight it. That's just when the show is released for us to consume. December 6, 2020, up until May 9, 2021. Okay? So, this is what I am thinking. Simon bought that home to film in hopes of trying to get on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. He is an attention-seeking hood booger, okay, who came up on a lick. I would not be surprised if him, Portia, and Phelan were all in on this. If Portia and Phelan was messing around, let's keep it real, she was kissing on LaToya and kissing on Drew. You know, at this point, she's willing to go whichever way she wants to go. Even though years ago, she was condemning homosexuality. But that's a whole nother video. So I believe he got this home just to film. Now, think about this. Remember the scene. What was the infamous scene for all my Real Housewives watchers that happened on The Real Housewives of Atlanta? The infamous scene of Phelan. I remember I said in that interview with the dude that she interviewed with, the white guy, I forget his name, my apologies. She was trying to act all meek and demure. I'm sure you're being more demure. You don't want to make it look like black women are angry and crazy. And I said, hold up now. I remember I said this in my last stream. I said, that don't make no sense because I watched the show. The bitch was acting crazy on the show. But now on this, she's acting like she can't speak. She doesn't want to throw Simon or Portia really under the bus. Something don't seem right with that. So what was the infamous scene? Thank you. Day and Night says the Halloween costume. Oh, it wasn't Day and Night, sorry. Danae Omega says the Halloween costume party with the club. Thank you. So what did they just say? Production started from July. They filmed until October, the Halloween scene. Took a break because a crew member got C-19. They finished in November and released it in December. So this was the perfect time for Simon's attention-seeking self to be seen on the show. So let me go ahead and play y'all the infamous scene. Just a snippet, not a whole lot. This is her dressed as Medusa. Remember, she's not supposed to be angry. There goes Simon. Y'all see Simon?
She's leaving.
Look at Simon. All right. So y'all just seen that. So you can, that, thank you. It was a boring Halloween party. There was really no music. It wasn't a lot of people there. When you go back, like we always say, honey, hindsight is 20/20. When you go back and you really watch that scene, everything looks like it was thrown together. Like it just, and I think that is why LaToya forever is blasting Phelan and saying, you're a liar. All of that just looks like it was thrown together. Okay. I think they're all swingers. Thank you. I think they're all damn swingers at this point. And they were all trying to make a storyline for this show. I don't think any of Simon's businesses are real. He's looking for a quick come up. How many people have been exposed on Real Housewives and on other shows, renting mansions, buying stuff? You know, just because somebody's standing in front of a Rolls Royce or a Bentley does not mean that they own it. You can lease high-end cars. You can rent them for the day. Hell, I've been known to pull up on a Lamborghini and stand in front of it and take a picture like it was mine. I ain't no shame in my game. Okay, I can't afford a Lamborghini yet, but maybe one day in the future. But until then, when I'm on South Beach and I see a Lamborghini, TT's like this. Y'all not keep it real. I don't care. I've been known to pose in front of fancy cars. Not saying I own them, but damn it, it's mine for the picture. So I'm not all that, oh, Simon got cars, he got private jets. Yeah, Bow Wow had a private jet allegedly too. And what happened? He was caught out sitting on a regular plane with regular people after fronting, acting like he was getting on a private jet. A lot of this bullshit is smoke and mirrors. And I'm starting to see, the more that I look at this situationship, because that's what it is. This is not a relationship to me. This is a situationship. And the more I look at it, it's BS. And Phelan's interview, for me, solidified it for me. And the fact that she won't stop dancing with this man and try to act like she's so unbothered and she's so in love. See, one thing I know is that when people are truly in love, when they're truly happy, they don't have to throw it in anybody else's face, right? Because you just see it. You see that that person is really happy. They don't have to go on the gram and be like, look, we in love. We in love in this bitch. Really? Are you sure? That's the vibe I get from Portia. She wants to make everybody else feel like she's so in love with this man that she supposedly met a month ago that was Phelan's husband. I believe initially Phelan and Simon, they might have been on the tail end of their relationship, you know, having issues. Okay? And one thing we know about Atlanta is that a lot of people in Atlanta front. A lot of people in Atlanta act like they are more than what they are. People in Atlanta front, and it ain't just Atlanta, but it happens a lot in Atlanta. It's in LA too. When people, one thing about me, I've been around a lot of people who have money, who are well-to-do. And this is how you know the difference between new money and old money. The folks who I know for a fact really have money, who are real millionaires, a lot of them are dressed regular smegler. You know, just like a regular white shirt, polo, you know, or a button up, some regular khaki pants. And a lot of them even tend to, you know, drive regular cars during the week. Maybe on the weekend they might pull out their Lambo, their Ferrari, but they're not flossers like that. Because when you're born into something or when you worked hard for something, you're very protective of it. It's not about showing it off to people because you don't want to tempt the wolves. New money, people ain't ever had shit. They got to let you know 24/7 that they got it. And that's the main difference. When you have something, I don't have to keep letting you know that I'm that guy or I'm that girl. You're just going to know by my accomplishments and by my achievements. So to me, everything about Simon is new money. He's never had it. And he's fronting and he's trying to put up this lifestyle and this, you know, this whole image. And So while Portia is thinking she got herself an African prince, girl, you better go ask Miss Patrice from Coming to America. She thought Sammy was her African prince, and Sammy was fronting the whole time just to try and get some. Like they said, why y'all hugging him? He's just, he's not the prince. That's the prince. Remember, everybody turned around like, bitch, what? Who are you talking to? Hakeem is the prince, not Sammy. That is the show. So while she's thinking she done came up and, you know, she's trying to show off this weird relationship and failing in everybody else's face, I'm not buying any of this stuff. All of this is contrived to me. I'm not buying none of it. If you really research that man's background, he's not owning half the stuff that he's owning. A lot of this is just him fronting for social media. Think about it like this. What real millionaire, what person who's worth $40 million posts this picture on the internet? Let me, because when I seen this, I said that this can't be real. This can't be real. Let me show y'all this picture. Y'all gonna be like, the fuck? This is how you know this man is new money and he's fronting. This is a picture that he posted on his Instagram stories. He literally made himself a cardboard cutout in the club. Who does this? Have we ever seen Bill Gates? Have we ever seen Elon Musk? Have we ever seen people who just normally have it behave in this manner? This man is an attention-seeking weirdo. Again, when you have it, you ain't got to do all that, period. Let me go ahead and read some of these comments, honey. DYHW Sim 5 says, giving me Jessica Rabbit vibes. Been here since 2016. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Let's see here. Johnny Jefferson 99 sent $5 says, you are giving me Queen of Hearts tea. Thank you for being an awesome content creator. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Julian Lewis says, yes, finally caught it live. I love you, T. It's the red for me. Thank you for all that you do. Hit the like button, y'all. Yes, please hit the like button, you guys. Zalfruit says, when you said in your last live stream, my heart dropped. I was thinking you were quitting YouTube. I was like, no, T, don't go. Best of luck with the move. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm not on here as consistently as I could be. It's just a lot going on. And mentally, I'm not there every day. And I don't want to come on live if I don't have the energy to get to y'all. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I've just been very cautious about when I go live and what I go live about and what the topics are. And it has to be something that I'm interested in. I don't know how people do it. I just can't come on live every day just talking my bullshit, running my mouth. It's a waste of time, and I'm not going to do that to y'all. I want y'all to come in here and have fun when you guys are here with me. Let's see here. We have over 9,000 people. Thank you, guys. Thank y'all for coming through. Carmen sent a $5 sticker. Thank you so much, Carmen. Shy Guy says, T is ready to slip up. I swear, you rock every look. Love you. Love you, too. Thank you so much. I am Michelle Lavelle. Says, T, I've been here since 2011. Thank you for the super chat. Thank you. Dia V says, giving me goth/vampire vibes. Doing homework while I listen. Thank you so much, sis. Andrea B says, Simon is the one behind all these tax consultants on IG. I hope y'all ain't going to him for tax advice. Because the LLC thing, if you're going to go down that route, actually use your LLC, actually create a business. Don't use it for frauding purposes. Your LLC should be active. So the fact that he has multiple LLCs and they're not active, they're inactive, it says a lot. Let's see here. Chilla Girl said 1999 says, hey, T, love from Northern Cali. It's 110 here. The heat wave is no joke. You look beautiful. Love the hair. Yes. That heat wave is crazy right now. It's some kind of heat bubble that they're calling it. We went through about 8 days where in Minnesota, it was hotter here in Minnesota than it was even in the South. It was hotter here than in the South. I mean, we were getting up to temperatures of 100 degrees, 95 degrees. It was crazy. It's cooled down a little bit, but some of our rivers, the water has evaporated. So we're also on watering restrictions. Everybody's grass is basically dead out here. So the heat wave is really crazy. It is. So take care of yourself and stay hydrated. Let's see here. Nairobi 1234 says, T, I didn't mean any disrespect for correcting you before you're live. Oh, hold on. Where'd she go? Just disappeared. Hold up. Let me scroll down. Oh, okay. There it is. I didn't mean any disrespect for correcting before you live. I just didn't want people hating or derailing the live once you started. I hope you understand watching from Kenya. No, I appreciate it. And thank you for the super chat. Like I said, information changes literally hour by hour on social media. So when that's why I came back in the chat and I was asking people, you know, what's going on? Because it was like other people were saying that too. So that's why I went ahead and I changed it. So no disrespect at all. I'm always willing, you know, if you're giving me new information, I'm going to go and research that. So once I went to go research it, I went ahead and I changed it. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate you. Let's see here. Mad Hatter 35 says, lovely tea, this maroon wig. Shit, I almost took my breath away. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. LV90047 says, love you, T. Recently joined the Discord, but wasn't sure how to access it. I hope I can talk to you soon. It would make my day. How did you join, but you don't know how to access it? I don't know. Send me an email, because once you get sent the link, it takes you straight to the Discord. So I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. Let me make this announcement. For some reason, people think my Patreon is Discord. The Patreon is not Discord. The Patreon is just a place that you go to support content creators. Just like if you join the YouTube membership, you're supporting the content that the person is making. So I've had people on there like literally commenting like, hey, Discorders. And I'm like, this is not the Discord. So I just wanted to let y'all know the Discord is a whole separate entity. We opened it up earlier this month. So people from IG joined and some people from Patreon joined. I open it up usually at the beginning of not every month, just when we have space. And then at that point, you're able to join. But the Patreon is not the Discord. So I want to make that clear because some people are confused by that. Should it be like three people just chatting away? I'm like, this is not the Discord, but have fun. let's see here. Sin says in Europe, especially Germany, there are no pictures of most millionaires and most drive regular cars and live in regular houses. Yes, because a lot of them are trying to, you know, they're focused on generational wealth, you know, and you when you're focused on building wealth, you don't really wear your wealth. There's nothing wrong with splurging every now and then, you know, buying a Chanel bag, buying, you know, a Versace outfit. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you have to literally floss every day, day in, day out, then that's an issue. Then at that point, to me, it's all a facade. Because when you think about it, look how many of these so-called, you know, reality TV show celebrities ran to OnlyFans. They ran to OnlyFans and started busting it wide open because they could not maintain their lifestyle. Because, you know, front end takes a lot of work. So, and that's the sad part. And I kind of put some of the blame on, I guess, the fans or the people on social media. That's why I cuss folks out. Don't tell me you don't see me wear this shirt before. Bitch, you gonna see me wear it again. The fuck? Don't you rewear your clothes? So we need to stop that mentality of shaming people if they're not on IG in the latest this and that, you know? And I think that's what has caused a lot of this. People just trying to front for the gram. And they're finding themselves in really bad situations. You know, doing PPP loans and all types of silly stuff. Let's see here. Oh, Marcia, she says, hey, T, trying to stay away from all the drugs from surgery, but seeing you live perked me up a little bit. Love seeing your lives. Thank you, Marcia, and I hope, you know, you feel a lot better. Happy healing. She's one of our Discord members. She had surgery the other day, so I'm glad you're doing, you know, you're hanging in there. Let's see here. Mia C says, you are my virtual auntie. I love you and I always support you. I'll be buying your merch. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I think I've read most of them so far. Jay Jersey Girl says, rich screams. Oh, the rich screams, the wealthy whisper. I like that, Jay Jersey Girl. That is true. When folks are new money, they scream. You see me? You see this? But when you have, you just whisper. You ain't even got to say she just walk in the room. People know you got money. Let's see. Chanel says fame is a hell of a drug, whatever Rick James said. It is. And that is what Simon is chasing. And I peeped that from day one. This dude is a clout. He's an attention-seeking clout chaser. That's just what he is. And he met his match with Portia because she too is seeking attention and she too is trying to do anything to stay on this show. Because a lot of people outside of reality TV, they don't have a whole lot going on. That's one thing I do will say I respect about Kenya. She understands that the Real Housewives of Atlanta is just a job. Nothing more, nothing less. She comes in, she does her job, she keeps it moving. Let's see here. Taquir Shantae says, Inspector Gadget, T, love you. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you. Okay, so like I said, I'm not buying anything with Portia and Simon's relationship. And I just think it's sad that they keep on trying to co-sign this shit, like in the shade room, and they keep trying to make it seem like this is the wave. And, you know, but on my Instagram page, we just laugh. We laugh at this shit. It's just funny, you know, at this point, you know, especially when I keep seeing them dancing. But when it came to Dennis, he had on a whole dress. So I thought that was very interesting. So let me go ahead here. I want to talk now. What do y'all want me to talk about first? The Carmelo Anthony situation or the Simone Biles? Because both situations are crazy. Yes, Candy is a genuine millionaire. Candy is a boss. Candy is one of those people who did good with her money. When she was singing, when she was in Escape, she wasn't out here blowing her money. She's always invested and been able to flip and create businesses. That's another person on the show that I respect a lot. Candy's about her business. She don't play that. Damn, it's half and half. I see half Simone, half Carmelo. Mello, Simone. Dang, it's half and half. Okay, well, bubblegum, in additional. Okay, we're just going to talk about. Okay, let's do Simone. We're going to do Simone Biles. Okay, y'all. I'm not going to lie, this Simone Biles situation, it had me shook. Because I've been keeping up with this ever since 2018. I had talked about it back then in a video because I get tired because I think I had mentioned it in one video when I was talking about Nicki Minaj's brother. They had sentenced him and, you know, you had people crying, talking about, oh, why they keep saying it's Nicki Minaj's brother? Because it is. I said, it's no different than them saying, you know, Tevin Biles is Simone Biles' brother. There's no damn difference. Same thing. They're always going to attach. When somebody has done some fuckery, they're going to attach it to their popular sibling. That's just human nature. I mean, even in the hood, let's say somebody's brother, you know, who's well known, let's say he's like a great basketball player at the local high school, and his younger brother gets arrested for doing a drive-by. You're going to be like, you hear Ray Ray brother, Rashawn, his ass done got arrested? People do that all the time. Why is it different when it's a celebrity? I never understand that. Y'all do that to regular folks all the time. A regular person's brother or sister can do some shit. Nobody bats an, you know, people will say, oh, that's such and such brother. You know such and such brother crazy. You know such and such brother always in jail. And then as soon as it's, you know, celebrities' brothers, that ain't right. Why are you trying to attach them to their sibling? They do it all the damn time. The hell? So I don't give a damn. I'm going to say Simone Biles' brother because it's her brother. Now, does this have anything to do with Simone? Is she guilty of anything? No. Simone is an amazing gymnast, and she just broke another world record. I think last week she was trending. I can watch her flip all day. It's just amazing because I can't do a damn. I can't even do a somersault, bitch. So I love living vicariously through Simone Biles. When she be running and flipping and diving like, damn, how does she do it? You know what I mean? So it takes nothing away from Simone Biles, but you know me, I'm going to speak the truth now. Shit, fuck it. It is her brother. Y'all ain't going to shame me for saying that. I see a lot of people going in on the media. Y'all keep, don't be trying to attach Simone Biles to this. Shut up. Y'all attach everybody else's siblings to their fuckery. If my brother did some damn shit, y'all be like, Lovely T's brother. So let's stop the foolishness. So now, Simone's brother is Tevin Biles. Something about this case, ooh-wee. It just does not sit well with me. Let me just make sure I got all my notes here. So let me take y'all to the beginning when everything first went down. So I feel like Sophia Petrillo, picture it, 2018. Okay, so what happened is that some guys were uninvited. They showed up at an Airbnb house party on New Year's. So just even the date got me side-eyeing. It's New Year's, you know, killing after midnight, going into the new year. It gives me sacrifice tease, okay? But it is what it is. So let me go ahead and play y'all this news clip. This was the initial news clip when it first came out. Because one thing I've noticed, a lot of this stuff has been getting scrubbed off the internet with this case. Funny enough. So this was the initial news clip when it first came out about, this was before they knew it was Simone Biles' brother.
Cleveland police say a group of people were hosting a New Year's Eve party at an apartment they had rented through Airbnb on the second floor of a building that houses a restaurant in the 4400 block of Denison Avenue in the city's Brooklyn Center neighborhood. Investigators say 15 minutes before midnight, a group of men arrived at the party uninvited and were asked to leave. That's when they pulled out guns and opened fire on unsuspecting partygoers. They then fled into the night. Five victims were hit in the barrage of bullets. 23-year-old Devon Gibson was pronounced dead at the scene. Two other men whose identities have not been released also died of gunshot wounds.
One of the victims, identified as 21-year-old DeJounte Seawright of Cleveland, was in such bad shape that friends did not wait for EMS. They put him in the back of a car and rushed him to the emergency room here at Metro Health Medical Center.
According to police, Seawright is being treated for a gunshot wound to the back of the head. Another victim, 23-year-old Josette Brown, was shot in the arm and was treated and released. This Cleveland woman says she was driving past the scene of the New Year's Eve murders and felt compelled to stop and pray.
I had a tragedy almost 3 years ago. In this tragedy that what happened last night to three individuals that was killed, may peace be with them today. I had to pray. I had to make dua for this family. Because the pain is real.
All right. So let me come back on the screen here. So that was the initial case when that first came out. Nobody knew it was Simone Biles' family. Now, don't you also find it interesting that this woman just happened to be walking by and, you know, she did a prayer. Okay. So anyways, it ends up coming out a few months later that Simone Biles' brother was arrested for the triple homicide. But remember, it was a total of five people that were shot that night. So trying to see, there's this other video. Okay, so then it came out August 29th of 2019 that Simone Biles' brother was the killer. And so she had tweeted out basically saying that, you know, she was going through a lot at that time, but there was two different sets of tweets. So let me show you this first one. So the first tweet after was announced, she says, eating my feelings, don't talk to me. Then she says, let people assume incorrectly. So those were the first things that she initially said when everything came out. So now we start hearing that they're going to start the trial of Simone Biles' brother, Tevin Biles' case. Now, what I found really strange with this is when the initial report came out, this was in May, they were saying that they were trying to find witnesses and that the witness testimony was going to be coming out. So I'm going to play you all this news clip. It's like this whole long song and dance. So this is the news clip here. And this is when the witnesses were supposed to be testifying.
Well, the trigger, the brother of a gold medal winning gymnast, shocking to say the least. Artiera Braddock was in the courtroom as the anticipated trial started today and learned how the defense plans to clear their client's name.
Murder. Manslaughter. Polonius assault.
He's the brother of famed Olympic gymnast Simone Biles. She was in the spotlight for her athletic achievement. He's in the spotlight because he's facing life in prison. Tevin Biles Thomas is accused of killing three people on New Year's Eve 2018.
Something extremely tragic occurred that night. Five people were shot Three of those five lost their life that night.
The lead prosecutor on the case, Greg Musselman, laid out his case to the jury. It was plain and simple. He says an altercation at a house party near Denison Avenue and West 45th Street led to a shooting that killed Devontae Johnson, Toshawn Banks, and Devon Gibson.
The state is charging Tevin Biles Thomas with the deaths of all three.
The defense argued there were lots of people shooting at the time of the murders. They insist it's hard to tell who exactly killed those three men.
At the end of this case, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you to return a verdict of not guilty on each and every count.
On Wednesday, three Cleveland police officers who responded to the crime scene testified about what they saw that night. The prosecution showed the chilling body cam footage from the officers. There's no sound, but you can see how chaotic the area was by the video.
All three of us did have our weapons run, and we ran very high alert because we didn't know that there could be possibly an active shooter or not.
More witnesses will be taking the stand throughout the week. Will they help connect the dots toward a conviction, or will they lead the jury to doubt who actually fired the fatal shots? Reporting in downtown Cleveland, Tierra Braddock, 19 News.
Okay, so let me come on the screen. So you guys just heard that. So then what ended up happening is, like, literally the following month, so this was just a few days ago, they were asking witnesses to be arrested because all of a sudden none of the witnesses wanted to speak. So this was very strange. So let me show y'all this. Judge asked to order arrest of witnesses in triple slaying. Prosecutors in Ohio asked the judge to issue arrest warrants for three witnesses sought in the retrial, because this is his second trial, a brother of Olympic gymnast Simone Biles in the deadly 2018 New Year's Eve party shootout that left three men dead. Tevin Biles Thomas is charged in Cahuga County with the murder, voluntary manslaughter, and felonious assault. Prosecutors on Tuesday dismissed a perjury count. The USA Army soldier first trial ended in a mistrial last month after jurors were inadvertently given legal paperwork related to the case. Authorities said gunfire broke out at a Cleveland party in 2018 when a group of men arrived uninvited. 19-year-old Delvonte Johnson, 21-year-old Toshawn Banks, and 23-year-old Devon Gibson were killed. So then they're saying here that prosecutors told the judge last week that they have been unable to find the only witness who reported seeing Biles Thomas fire a weapon. Prosecutors also said they cannot find the other two witnesses, including one man who was shot in the head. I'm sorry. It's not funny, but where did somebody who was shot, like, where did the man who was shot in the head go? Like, being shot, I'm not trying to be funny, but even reading that is comical, because it's like, it wasn't like he was shot in the foot and just, you know, hobbled away. He was shot in the head. Like, when you're shot in the head, that requires a lot of, you know, care. A lot of care to get back to, you know, functioning. So how are they not able to find the witness that was, I can see the other two. They're fine. They ran. They skipped town. But the one who was shot in the head, y'all can't find him either. He ain't had no doctor's visits this year at all to make sure everything is okay in here. I'm just saying. So it sounded suspect to me. Okay. It just sounded weird. And then why would they give the jury, you know what I'm saying, that the legal paperwork? It just didn't make any sense. So it just seemed like there was just a lot going on. So now let me go ahead. I got to find this video here. I thought I had on my desktop. Well, I have one video and I'm going to show you another one. So matter of fact, let me play what happened recently, because I do have one. It's a different angle. So now he's being found not guilty. And the mother, I believe her son is Devonte, one of the guys who was killed. She goes running after Tevin. But watch the judge's face. Watch the judge's disposition as she's reading this. Let me share this with y'all real quick. This whole situation is a mess.
...percent inaccuracy of description. Even Joseph Brown isn't sure. In viewing the evidence in the light most favorable to the state, the description of the clothing worn by the shooter is 75% accurate at best. in viewing the evidence in the light most favorable to the state, it is insufficient to sustain a conviction. The motion is granted as to all counts. Ladies and gentlemen, this matter is drawn to a conclusion. I thank everyone for their effort, and my heart goes out to the families of the victims. We're in recess.
Man, oh man, that is sad. So there's no justice for this mother. And you know, can I say that 100% her brother did it? No, damn it, I wasn't there. But it's like, so you mean to tell me five people were shot, three people died, and just nobody's paying for the murder? It just does not make any sense. So now they ended up doing an interview with the mom. I had posted on the Discourse. I'm going to go ahead and show y'all the interview that they did with her. The whole thing is just sad. My heart definitely goes out to her. So let me show y'all this really quick. Actually, let me pull it up here.
In court that Simone Biles' brother is cleared in a triple murder case. A slain victim's mother lunged at Simone's brother. There he is, sitting at the defendant's table. Simone's brother was charged following the shootout at a New Year's Eve party in Ohio in 2018.
Somebody just got shot into the party that we're at.
Somebody just got shot at a party?
Two people did.
Is there any serious bleeding?
They're both dead.
The third victim was pronounced dead at the hospital. Simone's brother's first trial ended in a mistrial. Now a judge has dismissed the case for lack of evidence, triggering the mom's rage.
My heart goes out to the families of the victims. Pardon me, sis.
We spoke to Brandy Johnson, the grieving mom who charged at Biles. Her son, Delvonte, was killed in the shooting.
Do you believe that the celebrity of Tevin Biles' sister, Simone Biles, had something to do with the judge's decision?
Yes, I do. There was so much evidence that the prosecutor would bring up that she shooed away, that wasn't able to be let in.
The judge's decision comes as the gymnastics legend prepares for the Tokyo Olympics next month. Just 3 weeks ago, she became the first woman to successfully land the Yurchenko double pike in competition. Lawyer Joseph Hattitus represents Simone's brother.
Tevin is very proud of his sister. I mean, he's been aware of what's going on with her. And unfortunately, Simone Biles, she has nothing to do with this case. And she never had anything to do with this case. And unfortunately, you know, her name was dragged into a situation that had nothing to do with her.
All right, let me come back on the screen. So you guys just heard from the mother. So the whole situation is very unfortunate. And, you know, unfortunately, because that's her brother, it gets, you know, tied to her, even though it has absolutely nothing to do with Simone. But I don't know. It just doesn't sit well with me because it's just, I find it strange as somebody who's kind of been following the case since 2018. And it's like all of a sudden there's no evidence, there's no witnesses, there's jury tampering. So some people are feeling like were these witnesses paid off to not show up? Because to this day, nobody has found the witnesses. And I think what really bothered me was just like the judge's demeanor. It's almost like she had like a smirk on her face. You know, like she just didn't care. Like she knew he was going to be off anyways. Was it maybe because of her celebrity? You know, that kind of helped sway. You know, who knows? But at the end of the day, there's three people dead and, you know, two others that were shot and nothing has come of this. And could it have been a situation where there were multiple people shooting? You know, I don't think he was just in the party and just started shooting, you know, aimlessly. Maybe the guys who came to the party also had guns and they were shooting. And, you know, things like this happen all the time. And I know a lot of people have been talking about her goat thing, that the rhinestone goat on her. People, you know, people love to tie everything to Illuminati, honey. People been talking about that, too. You know, so I don't know. I don't know, but he's free now. He's been acquitted. There's no double jeopardy, so he's free. And that poor mother, she's not going to have any type of solace from this situation. But it is sad because, again, it takes away from with them attaching this and this whole murder situation. It's like it's been attached to Simone and what she has going on, and her gymnastic ability has nothing to do with Tevin. You know, but somehow it's just kind of been merged. So I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see if anything comes of this, to see if anybody ever gets prosecuted. But I get the mother's anger. I get her frustration. You know, she lost her child and she went into the situation thinking that this was the killer. And now the killer has been acquitted. So she's very upset and she's feeling like it was because of his sister's celebrity that helped them out. So who knows at this point? Let me go ahead and read some of these super chats here. Tatalicious Delicious at 999 says, Simon is out here running PPP scams. Portia going to be sitting in the Fed joint with Jen Shah. Love you, T. Now, I ain't going to say that now. I don't know what they're out here doing or what he's doing. I don't want to just put out falsehoods, but thank you so much for the super chat. Asia sent $5. She says, love from Detroit. Thank you so much, Asia. Double-edged sword. Hey, sis. She sent $13.99 from Canada. She says, T, you're always on point as always. The new money just don't know how to act. Love you, Blue Gang. What's good? Hit the like button, y'all. Thank you so much, sis. Thanks for coming through. TT sent $4.99. She says, you are doing an amazing job here. Love you, my African sister, Ethiopia representing. Thank you so much, TT. And I hope you and your peoples are good. I know Ethiopia is off the chain, honey, with the wars and everything that's going on. So I hope you and your family are doing well. Thank you so much for the support. Ayana sent $14.99. Says, T, I've been watching since I was 16. I'm 21 now. I love the Discord. I love your energy and content equally. Keep on keeping in love. Thank you so much, Ayana. I appreciate you and thank you for coming through, sis. Let's see here. Miss Fifth sent $4.99. She says, new money, cough, cough. Ari constantly reminding us that we're broke on Twitter and her bank account is big. LOL, love you, T. Yes, for the Ruby wig. Oh, I can't. You talking about Ari Fletcher, the one that got the baby by G Herbo, and that's really the only reason why she even has money? Yeah, I can't take her serious. I don't even see how she has fans. She be talking her fans crazy as fuck. I wish I would follow somebody who belittles me day in, day out, and reminds me that I'm not shit because I didn't fuck a rapper and win the baby mama lottery. I don't know, but people follow her. You know, people follow her. I guess people on social media, they love abuse because you're not going to keep cussing me out and tell me that I'm broke. You know what I'm saying? She talks people crazy as hell. But thank you for the super chat. I appreciate you. Miss Melanated says, when I was in sales, I made a cash sale for $30,000. The buyer was extremely rich and he showed up in some plain pants and a sports coat with a leather elbow patch at the wingtips. I believe it. Most people who legitimately have money do not go out their way to flaunt their wealth. So thank you for that. Lady Tari says, hey, T, finally off work to catch a live. You have no idea how happy I am. I've been rocking with you for years. Congratulations on everything in your life. Thank you for the joy you bring to mine. Thank you so much, sis, and thank you for coming through. I appreciate you. Laney Dash sent a $2.99 sticker. Thank you so much, Laney. Mel Queen says, hey, T, you look lovely tonight. Simon is allegedly not even a part of the Goabadia. You know, I can't pronounce his last name, honey. Oil family in Nigeria. He's from Edo State. Simon is just full of crap. I don't even know any Nigerians like that who know him outside of, like, people, you know, in this whole Atlanta situation. He, you know, if he was that big, he'd be praised all through the Nigerian community. The Yorubas, the Igbos, the Hausas, everybody would be praising him for being such a successful businessman. We don't know him. We don't claim him. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. Let's see here. Desiree Nicole sent $2. She says, they are saying that Simon is in the chat. He probably is, and Portia too. Hi. How you doing? Hey, Simon. We see you. Hey, Portia. You know they be watching. I wouldn't be surprised if he was in there right now. Somebody broke it down. They said it's called Goabadia. Goabadia. Okay, thank you for that breakdown. Who broke that down? BM. Thank you. Appreciate you. So Simon Goabadia. That is his name. let's see here. Mai Tai says, Kenya has been trying to tell us about Portia's weird behavior also. I love you. I love you too, and thank you. Yeah, Kenya's been real. You know, people can hate her, love her, you know, whatever. Kenya has made some real points over the years. And Kenya does not get a fair shake the way Portia does. And I think that is because Portia tries to act young and ditzy. And I keep having to remind you guys that Portia is a grown woman, just like I'm a grown woman, okay? And I don't understand what 39-year-old, 38-year-old, 40-year-old would even want to act like they're 20 or be compared to a 20-year-old. You had your time in the sun. Let them 20-year-olds get their shine, and you live your best life and enjoy your late 30s and 40s. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they give her a fair shake at all like they do to Portia. You know, like, remember, Kenya was a Kenya Moore whore and supposedly was trying to get with Apollo. Then it came out that Apollo lied. He admitted to lying and said that Kenya never tried to get with him. But she was a whore. Portia has literally dated somebody who's married to somebody who was introduced to us via the show. And all her fans excuse it and say, you're just hating. Y'all are just mad because she's where the money resides. Nobody's mad at this sham relationship. But y'all keep on thinking that. But yeah, I like Kenya. You know, even with her man, her relationship was not perfect with Mark. And I think because Mark is one of those dudes, he's from New York, he's running his businesses, he has his restaurant. He's one of those guys who feels like, you know, he wants a woman to need him. He wants the woman to be down here and he's up there. And Kenya's a very strong woman. So I think that's the main reason why their relationship didn't work, you know, but they have their beautiful daughter so they can just co-parent, I guess. Let's see here. Laney Dash, Sam 499 says, love you, T. This is my super chat. Hope you see it. Thank you, sis. Appreciate you. Havalia Media says, what are your thoughts about Juneteenth being an official holiday? Sending love from Canada. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but why now? I guess that's my issue, because people who know about Juneteenth, we've been celebrating Juneteenth since we were kids. Like, I don't know if they're going to do it this year, honey, because y'all won't stop damn shooting over north. But even in the Twin Cities, and we're up north, we celebrate Juneteenth in Minneapolis, in North Minneapolis, back in the day. Who remembers? Anybody here from Minneapolis or no? Probably two people. Back in the day, we'd all go to Juneteenth. We'd all go over north to the park. It was a big, you know, celebration. And Juneteenth back then was fun. Wasn't a whole lot of shootings. It was fun. But nowadays, y'all won't put down the gun, so I don't know if they're going to do anything this year for Juneteenth. Minneapolis and all the foolishness that's going on up here. But I guess for me, it's just weird because it's like Juneteenth has been around. Why is this just now being seen as a national holiday? They should have been gave it a national holiday status. Matter of fact, that weirdo lady, Candace Owens, is back in the news because she was talking shit about Juneteenth and Azealia Banks checked the hell out of her. Anybody rocking with Candace at this point is an idiot. Candace is just annoying and she does anything for attention. She's the black friend that racist white people talk about. You know, when white people be like, well, racist white people be like, I got black friends. I got a black friend. That black friend is Candace. So let me show you what Candace Owens is. We're talking about Juneteenth. This is a perfect segue. Let me show you what Candace Owens had to say, honey. So Candace Owens, with her weird ass, she says, Juneteenth is so lame. Democrats really need to stop trying to repackage segregation. I'll be celebrating July 4th and July 4th only. I'm an American. Child. So that is what Candace had to say. And this was Azealia Banks' response to her. Azealia Banks says, according to this logic, on July 4th, 1776, you would still be enslaved, most likely on the verge of starvation due to all of America's food supplies having been prioritized for the war. While you hand sew American flags and struggle to wet nurse some depressed 24-year-old white widow's sickly child until your nipples are chapped and dry, whereafter you will be whipped by her 80-year-old uncle for your own malnourishment and inability to produce milk. Then sent over to toil over a wood-burning stove, blistering your hands while forced to make a peasantly meal of biscuits and gravy. You will be watched closely by Ira to sunburned whiskey-soaked 80-year-old uncle to be sure that you don't sneak a single biscuit or a fingerful of roll for yourself. Man, she's going in. After you've watched everyone else eat, you will be sent to do the cleaning up. Your task will be brushing the stressed and balding white widow's hair to prepare for her sleeping bonnet. A deep set in her comfortable canopy bed, next your final descent down the steps and out the back door, where you will proudly sleep on a bed bug infested pile of hay in a 6x4 cabin that you will share with four other slaves. Happy Independence Day, Candace Owens. Then she says, at real Candace Owens, the widow will awaken from her sleep to reveal herself at 4 a.m. to find a brush full of hair and let out a scream. She insists that it's a bad She insists it's your bad nigger luck making her bald and orders you to be hung from a tree immediately. With the help of another strong black slave, you are hung with the strap of a horse saddle off of an oak tree 1 acre away from the main house as a warning to any other slaves who were brave enough to fuck around. Tread lightly, sis. Woo! Azealia Banks said a mouthful, honey. Now, I don't always agree with Azealia, but y'all know when she's right, she's on point. And I will always give her props when she comes with the read. Candace Owens is an idiot. You know, you're disrespecting Juneteenth. Okay, you don't want to celebrate it. You don't have to. Just like I get on people who say, I don't celebrate the 4th for whatever reason. That's your business. Let everybody else who wants to celebrate and who wants to barbecue, let them spend time with their family. Let them eat their barbecue chicken and potato salad. Okay? So for Candace to say all of that, it's just disrespectful. If you don't want to celebrate it, keep that shit to yourself. But why do you always go viral every time you're either disrespecting black people or things with the black community? That's the only time she goes viral. She never really goes viral for like things that she says that are just common sense. It's either her beefing with Cardi or her beefing with the black community. That's the only time you'll see her really trending. So I was here for that read. I think she read that read really good, you know, and I think it's important to understand your heritage and where you come from, you know, no matter if that's African, Caribbean, African-American. I remember one year I took the boys. It was like 4th of July weekend. And we were down in South Carolina, me and my best friend. So we took the kids because we were going to do a barbecue later on that day. But if you guys know anything about like the Carolinas, there's all types of like, you know, plantations. You can go there, visit. There's all types of things you can learn. So we have been to like several plantations throughout the South, you know. And so we wanted to see like, what was life really like, you know, on the 4th of July for slaves? If y'all, I don't know if y'all remember this. I took the boys years ago because so many times we've kind of bastardized it. And we look at the 4th of July as just independence and barbecue and potato salad and, you know, two-stepping at the, you know, with the family and stuff like that. But the people who are really giving their lives around that time, what were they going through? So we ended up going to, I think it was like the Broughtonville Plantation, I believe this was years ago. And we watched what they did on the 4th of July. It was like a peek at the past. So what Azealia Banks is saying is spot on. You know, while the white folks were celebrating and getting drunk, the slaves were cooking and doing stuff with the big ass pig they had out there roasting. It was a really, really, you know, it was a really cool event. And that's something that stuck with the kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because they're half African-American. So it's like, you know, don't ever forget, you know, both of your heritages, your Nigerian heritage, you know, just the stuff that they have in them. You know, so they got to learn about that stuff there. And I think it's really important to understand holidays and how they come to be, you know, from 4th of July to Juneteenth to even Valentine's Day, you know, things like Valentine's Day that we celebrate. But if you know the history of Valentine's Day, it's a very bloody sword history, even Christmas. I think it's very important to understand things that you're celebrating, because when you celebrate, you give energy, you give life to things. So I was here for it. I was here for that read. She made great points. You know, so while you're so quick to celebrate the 4th of July, understand that your ancestors, because Candace Owens is African-American, they wouldn't have been celebrating. But you want to not Juneteenth, though. Make it make sense. And then what's so funny, what is so funny, let me show y'all this. Hold on. Hopefully it comes up. Ah! Let me show y'all this. Remember, her favorite president, President Trump, she forgets why she's talking shit about Juneteenth. This is what her president said. I made Juneteenth very famous. The inside story of Trump's post George Floyd month. This is the same man who was trying to make Juneteenth a national holiday, even way back when. So isn't it funny that she has so much to say, but President Trump was definitely team Juneteenth for a lot of people who don't know that. So Candace Owens is an idiot. And the thing that people also don't understand is that this is what I learned when I was trying to research more about her, because until she went viral for talking shit, I didn't know who the hell Candace Owens was. But she had filed like some type of civil lawsuit against her school using the NAACP. Sorry, I have so much in my mind right now. Using them because she was harassed by some white boys and she filed a lawsuit. So I don't understand like how now she's in a position where it just seems like she just hates black people or has an issue with black people or the black community. Now, there's nothing wrong with pointing out faults. There's nothing wrong with pointing out, you know, issues that we have in the community, because I do that shit. I don't give a damn. There's nothing wrong with that. But she never brings solutions. She just shames and shames and shames. And she finds any little reason to shame. There is no reason for her to shame Juneteenth. If they want to make that a federal holiday, you don't have to celebrate it. The same way some black folks sit online and say they don't celebrate 4th of July. So let me go ahead and read some of these comments here. Simon G. Child, I thought that was damn. Oh, Simone G. Sorry. I'm so busy thinking about Simon. I'm like, damn, if I'm not Simon, I sent the super chat. Sorry, Simone G. Says Azealia forgot when the master decides to have her way with her, but with Candace's logic, she'd be okay with it. Yeah, that is very true. Thank you for the super chat too. Crystal Jewel sent $14.99. Says hello T. I have watched the Hulu documentary, The Housewives and the Hustlers. I haven't seen that. I'm gonna have to look that up. But thank you so much. Let's see here. Tashae Williams says, just showing some love. You always keep it real. Love you, T. I'll catch the playback later. Thank you for coming through and thank you for the super chat. Black Snake Productions, Sam Fi says, love you, T. That's all I had to say. Love you too, and thanks for coming through. SA says, Gov forcing familiar rape, shutting down electric areas. Going, killing, finding rocks inside little girls. Pray for Tigra, Ethiopia. Child, y'all are going through it over there. Thank you for the super chat. Ty Robb says, Candace Owens is the cousin that never wanted to participate in family activities. The one that just always sat in the corner with the screw face. That's her. Thank you for the super chat. Phoenix Rising says, I never send super chats, but you're worth every penny. Sending love from Hotlanta. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you. All right. So now let's go ahead. I've been on here. Oh, my God. An hour and 13 minutes. It don't even seem like it. Time is just flying. Let's see here. Miss Shelton Santan says, Team Twirl, thank you for speaking facts about Kenya. I love how unbiased you are and don't follow the We Hate Kenya trend on YouTube. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And no, I don't do trends. I don't do trends. I don't do clicks. I'm me. I don't like just going with what is just the latest, you know, the whole sheep mentality, because it's cool to hate this person. Like, I like to look at the whole situation. And sometimes you'll find out that the person that people are trying to get you to hate, there's a reason why they want you to hate them, because that person is speaking the truth. And you can say what you want to about Kenya, but she's spoken a lot of truth. Even remember when they tried to get on her about that, the comment that she made about Black Lives Matter and Portia. Then we found out later on when she went on to Candy Burris's Speak On It show, because Candy does a show on YouTube. And Kenya was speaking so much truth in that interview and stated that the producers, they left that in, but they cut out the part where Portia was mad at Candy because Candy was also doing something for Black Lives Matter. And Portia felt like, well, if you're going to film Candy doing it, it's going to overshadow what I'm trying to do with Breonna Taylor. But if you're really about the movement and about the whole Breonna Taylor situation, what does it matter what Candy's doing? What Candy was doing was something totally different. But Portia wanted that to be her storyline. So that is why Kenya said what she said on the show. And Bravo gave us no context. So what happened? Kenya got drugged. She got cussed out by Tamika Mowry and a bunch of other people online. She was called all types of coons. But nobody knew what happened behind the scenes until she spoke on it on Candy's show. So I feel like there's a reason why production is constantly using Kenya, making her the bad guy and making Portia the good guy. And Portia even admitted that she has access to the producers and has asked them before to take out certain scenes. She claims that she didn't do it for this scene, but if you've done it before, you'll do it again. So, yeah. Like I said, anybody, you can be Team Kenya or not Team Kenya, but Bravo does edit stuff really bad to make her look bad because she spoke on a lot of stuff. And I know all y'all love Candy. Candy's everybody's favorites. If you watch that interview, see, when I watch interviews, I just don't look at what the person is saying. I also look at the reaction of the person that she's talking to. Candy's co-signing everything that's coming out of Kenya's mouth. And Candy's y'all's favorite. So that says a lot. And I like Candy. Candy's dope. So that says a lot. Because if she was lying, Candy would have been like, don't put me in that. Candy co-signed everything Kenya was saying. And then when Portia came out with her rebuttal, it was 32 minutes of just talking around in circles. So watch that Candy's live interview with Kenya. She calls out a lot of bullshit. But see, I won't watch it because I don't like Kenya. I'm not that invested in any of these people. I'm going to watch what each person has to say and then come to my own conclusion. Look, Candy Cane says, Candy ain't no saint. That's funny because your name is Candy Cane. I don't think she's a saint either. I said that's the crowd favorite. I really don't have a favorite on this show. I kind of, you know, I just don't know. It's not that serious to me. I like each person for each thing that they bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought before this whole stupid situation with Portia, I liked her. I thought she was funny. You know, she knew how to have a good time. Her and Shamia, I like their friendship. I like Candy because Candy's about her business. You know what I'm saying? She's about her family. So I respect that about Candy. I like Kenya just because Kenya can be shady, but she gives you just enough shade. Like, we need a shady person on the cast. You know what I'm saying? And Kenya's funny and she's pretty. You know, she's a pretty woman. And I feel bad for, like, the things that she went through in her childhood. And I like seeing her with Brooklyn. Like, I like that aspect of her as a mother with her daughter. I just think it's just really sweet. So, yeah, you know, I like them all for, like, different reasons. But I'm just not a fan of Portia anymore because this foolishness that she's doing with Simon, I'm over it. I'm over it. So let me see here. Now we got to talk about Carmela before I leave. All right, we got 4,000 likes. Please, y'all, hit the like button, honey. We got over 10,000 people in here watching. Welcome, welcome. Joy is Love says, I used to be in African Perfection drill team. Oh, in St. Paul. I remember African Perfection. That's what's up. And they used to dance at Juneteenth. because it was like African Perfection, the Falcons. We have a bunch of drill teams. I don't know if we still do, but we did when we were growing up in the Twin Cities. I'm right. So I think I tried out for them a long time ago, but child, I didn't make the team. I didn't make that team. But my sister used to be on drill team. My sister can dance her ass off. So she was on drill team. So yeah, drill teams are big in the Midwest. They're very big in the Midwest. Courtney says Azealia Banks needs to put all that focus in fighting white supremacy. LOL. Read Candace down. She did. She drug her and left no stones unturned. I was here for it. All right, so let me go ahead. Let's get on this Carmelo thing before I go. So this whole situation was kind of crazy. Now, initially when it came out, people were saying that this was Lee Daniels' niece. But from what I'm now understanding, it's two different women that Carmelo has been caught with. So let's go ahead and take it back. If you guys remember, Carmelo and Lala, they've been going through it for a while. A lot of people were shocked that they're still together, but they are. Now, Carmelo had a side baby named Genesis, beautiful little girl. She looks just like Carmelo Anthony. I'm waiting for her mama to say something because her mama's crazy as hell. Her mama is Mia Burke. Mia Burke be snapping. Now, Carmelo is never with this little girl. He don't speak on the little girl. Mia Burke says it's because Lala does not allow him to. So we've been talking about that for years off and on here. Let me show y'all the little girl here. She's so pretty. So that's Carmelo's side baby, Genesis, okay? And people were dragging Lala a few years ago because she won't allow Carmelo to be around this little girl. Carmelo don't pay her no mind and everything else. So now, if you guys remember this, back in 2019, remember Carmelo was cussing everybody out. Y'all are haters. Y'all are just trying to break up my marriage. Y'all leave me alone. We're working stuff out. The reason why Carmelo was snapping on everybody is because he was caught on a yacht with some woman. And his baby mama, the side chick, the side chick spoke out about it. Let me show you these pictures. So Carmelo was caught in 2019. He'd been out here on some weird snake shit. So this was Carmelo in 2019. Y'all see that picture? He was sunbathing with this woman, right? And this picture went viral. I'm going to show you another picture. Now, in this other picture, he's on a yacht with this woman. So this is the second picture. Pull this up real quick. Okay, so in this second picture, you see him. Got his belly out, got a blunt in his hand. Child. He said he don't bust it a nut. Now he need a blunt. Bust a nut. Hit the blunt. Bust a nut. I'm sorry. Okay. Let me get my life together. Okay, so after that went viral, the pictures, right? The baby mama came out and was cussing Carmelo Anthony out because she felt like, oh, so you can sit here. You know what I'm saying? You're on jots, busting nuts and smoking blunts, bitch. But you still ain't seen your side daughter, okay? So this was in 2019. Let me show y'all this. Y'all know we bring receipts here. So this was Mia. She was hot. Carmelo's ex-mistress, baby mama, goes on an IG rant about how he has time to lay up on a yacht with a married woman, but don't have time for his daughter, and says that Lala won't let him see her. So she went in. Let me see if I can find what she wrote. She was going off on Instagram, see if it's on here. I hate when people be having all these pages. Okay, she says, niggas out here explaining how they laid up on a boat with another man's wife, but can't explain why they can't spend time with their daughter. Explain that, clown. Pussy over DNA, TMZ ain't shit. So now this is what she's talking about. Let me come on screen real quick. So what she's talking about is Carmelo going on to TMZ after those pictures leaked. Supposedly, he was claiming that, oh, that was his friend's wife. It was a business trip. But yet and still, Lala knew nothing about this business trip. And why are you there? Where's the friend's husband? If this was a trip, well, why is the husband not laid up next to his wife? Why are you standing over her like you just busted a good nut? These are just questions that we had in our mind. So Carmelo decided to cuss everybody out via YouTube. Not YouTube, excuse me, TMZ, honey. Let me go ahead and show y'all this. Oh, he was hot. Let me press play real quick here.
So I'm going to address this one time and one time only.
One time.
And I'm really only addressing it for my family. Keep my family out this, man. I'm over here trying to do my business retreat. I'm over here trying to have a good time. I'm on a boat with some friends. Them people are married, man. They don't got nothing to do with anything. Y'all trying to expose. Y'all exposing somebody's wife. Y'all exposing somebody's kids. All that. Like, come on. Leave that alone, man. That ain't cool. Now, I got to deal with that. I got to deal with that with my son. I got to deal with that with my wife. That ain't cool, man. That's not cool at all. Let them people live. All them blogs that's trying to put that out there, that shit is not cool at all. It's not cool at all. Let that family be their family. They married. Let them people be them people. Man, them people some real discreet people. Man, y'all put them people out there like that. They don't be in the world like that. They do their own thing. Y'all doing too much, man. And the only reason I'm addressing this is because this is affecting my family now. And y'all got me out here looking crazy. Usually I won't address this, but I had to address this. Can't let this one slide, because this shit ain't cool no more. Peace.
Hey, Carmelo, shut the fuck up. Child. Carmelo out here crying. He's upset. So now, this is the latest tea, honey. He's creeping with not one, but two women. See, initially, let me come on the screen real quick. Initially, I thought it was one woman. They thought that the woman who was knocked up and had the twins was Lee Daniels' niece. But come to find out, it's two different women that he's getting caught up with at the same time. So thank y'all. I see all the little tiny violins. See, he tried to go off on everybody in 2019, but now the chickens are coming home to roost. So this is the latest that's come out on Carmelo Anthony. Now, this is supposedly Lee Daniels' niece, okay? So people putting two and two together, they got the same black rails. Nice rails, nice angles. You know, social media, they don't miss shit. All they do is just peek and look at everything. More railing proof. And then on 5/29/21, she says, happy birthday, goat. Happy goat day, cello. Now, everybody else who's not fucking him, we call him Mello. But she calls him cello. Sounds like they're fucking to me. You know, you smashing somebody out, you gotta have little nicknames and stuff, hoodie. So she calls him cello, cross between Carmelo and Mello. Then she says, happy birthday, boy. Great work. And they wrote, sis even retweeted this on his birthday. And this is Lee Daniels here. My youngest niece wants to get into acting. Though the pics are fab, in my opinion, she needs more conservative ones. I think she got something, though. Thoughts? Okay, Lee Daniels. I don't know what that's about. But that's his niece, supposedly. This is her page. Now, this is what else I found really funny. Let me show y'all this really quick on her page. Pretty girl. But if y'all notice, she wants to act, but looks like she's topless, but okay. She says, him likes when I call him Poppy. That shit gets him hype with a tongue. And then she wrote, Daddy's house. I'm not the smartest female of the pack, but I'm assuming she's not writing about her biological father. We all know Carmelo got some Puerto Rican in him. And anybody who got Puerto Rican in them, what they love for you to call them. Ah, puppy! Y'all know that Puerto Rican dudes love for you to call them. Ah, puppy! I was like, okay, bitch. We see you. But yeah, her profile to me, it don't scream acting. Very pretty girl, but, you know, just screams, you know, Instagram model. That's the vibes I get from her. But she's gorgeous, though. But now let me show y'all, this is how shady, shady women are. I got to show y'all this other screenshot, okay? Because I was researching this girl. This is just women. Come on. I keep telling you, there's no girl code. Y'all be like, we're all women. We share a vagina. Nah, bitches don't care about that shit. There's no girl code. Oh, this is the worst. When I seen this, I said, oh, this bitch is bold. Oh, she's bold. So while she's calling Cello Poppy, hey, Poppy, 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 look what this bitch is doing, honey. Let me show y'all this. Hold up. This girl's a child. I was like, wow. When I seen this, I said, wow. Bold. So look at this. This is Lala Anthony, her big old son. He's adorable. That's her child by Carmelo. So he's getting big. He's bigger than his mama now, honey. So she wrote this. Carmelo Anthony. No, I'm sorry. Carmelo posted this. Said, the strength of a mother is second to none. A mother like you does not compare with anything. Thank you at Lala for all the time. And he wrote some other shit. But look who liked it. Look at who liked it. You are fucking this woman's husband and you're liking the post where he's shouting out the mother of his child. But y'all swooping down, there's a girl code. We're all women. Hear us roar. Shit. Ain't no damn girl code. I keep trying to tell y'all that. When I seen that, I was like, damn, this bitch is spicy. Muy caliente. I was like, wow. Okay, sis. Very, very bold. Very bold. So now, that's side chick number one. Now we have side chick number two. And it gets worse, okay? So let me go ahead and pull this up. So we was out minding our business yesterday. And then we find out that Lala is filing for a divorce. And when I first heard about it, I thought it was suspicious. I said, well, damn. Wonder who he fucking now. That was my first thought. Because we know the only time she files for divorce or attempts to file for divorce is when he's caught fucking somebody or having a baby, actually, not just fucking. He's been fucking, but, you know, when he has a baby, that's too much, too much. So this one was said yesterday. Pull up my Instagram. So Lala Anthony files for a divorce. And then later on that day, so this is what was stated. After 11 years of marriage, Carmelo and Lala Anthony are pulling the plug on their relationship. Lala filed for divorce from her NBA star husband, citing irreconcilable differences as the reason behind the split. This comes days after rumors circulated that Carmelo was involved with another woman. Okay? But now the other woman, this is the second woman, has come out and says that the woman claims that she gave birth to his twins, and one of the twins is named Cash. Possibly after Lala's fictional son on the show Power. You can't make this shit up. So, and then I went on to say, Lala tried her hardest to keep Carmelo away from his last side daughter and solely blamed the side chick. Well, it looks like your husband was and is the common denominator. So that is what I wrote on Instagram. And this is a story about the twins. So let me go ahead and pull up Hollywood Unlock. Because they've even updated it more. Hold up. Because the girl had like text messages and all types of just shit blasting him. Okay, here it is. Okay. So this is a text message that she put out there. So she texts them, Mel. Now, mind you, this is not the girl that's liking the pay. This is a whole different girl. This is not Lee Daniels' niece. She says, how do you ignore his health? He says, man, you will have the money when I wake up. Just tell me what the hell is wrong with Cash. Then she says, look how you're coming at me. This is why I need to be on child support. To be talked to like this over money is unreal. You know, cash was going downhill. I told you. His body rejected that stint. Sorry. Y'all know my reading voice is hoodie. Then she says, Cash is going to have another surgery tonight. And if I tell you one of our kids got into the hospital for you, should be the parent and pick up the phone and find out what's going on. And I'm sure you don't give a fuck. So bye. So then he says, oh shit. He's up. Eyes are bananas. And then he writes, what's wrong with him? Child, the way he writes. So basically, this is what Hollywood Unlocked is saying. They're saying a woman who'd rather not share her full name has revealed to us that Carmelo Anthony is the alleged father of her newborn twins, and she even has receipts. We were able to chat with the woman who allegedly they met, and how he allegedly hid his new family from the public, and how one celeb allegedly got involved to get answers for Melo's wife. Then they go on to say the woman explained that she met Carmelo in New York in 2020. Damn, people was busy in 2020. You got Simon buying houses. You got Carmelo Anthony slinging dick. Okay, y'all was busy as hell in 2020, bitch. I was just trying to survive COVID and blood clots. Any damn ways. They go on to say he insisted that he's not trying. Let's see here. She said she turned him down a few times. He insisted that he's not trying to hit on her, but that he just wanted to be cool, quote unquote, and hang out. Because of his good energy and vibe, she went along with it. And during 2020, they talked almost every day. The two eventually hung out and later started hooking up. Oh, how convenient. Oh, y'all first hung together because, you know, y'all was vibing. He was cool. Then somehow she tripped and fell on his dick. Then she goes on to say they talked almost every day. And the two eventually hung out, later started hooking up. She noted that although she knew Carmelo was married, he came off as a single man because he would FaceTime her in his bed at home, who he shares with Lala Anthony, and noted he didn't even spend the holidays with his family. Oh, yeah, because that proves somebody's single. Just because they're acting single, that means they're single. So just help yourself to their dick, okay? The logic here. Then she goes on to say, she admits that she's no angel. Well, duh. And she says she honestly didn't feel bad about seeing Carmelo because she alleges that she also knows who's fucking Lala too. So you just go and throw the wife on the side. You're just going to throw all her business out there because, you know, because why look like a hoe by yourself? She's a hoe too. She's fucking other men too, not just me. Bitch, sound like a kindergartner. You know when somebody's in trouble, they want to be like, but they did it too. Girl. Then she says, in September, the woman found out that she was pregnant with twins. The plan was for her to go get an abortion in L.A., which Carmelo agreed to, as neither one of them wanted it to turn into a bigger situation. The woman, 38, needed a medical abortion, which means she had to be accompanied by someone, but Carmelo never flew back from Portland to L.A. to show up for the procedure. First of all, this woman is full of shit, okay? So now it's time to have a real conversation. She's full of shit, okay? The fact that she named one of these poor twins Cash tells me everything I need to damn know. Bitch, you wasn't planning on getting no damn abortion, okay? First of all, if you're going to go get an abortion, you ain't got to bring everybody and their mama with you. You bring somebody to drive. And why does it have to be Carmelo? You could have brought anybody with you. Your mama, your home. I'm sure your homegirls knew you was fucking them. Because you know when people be creeping with celebrities, they run their mouth. They tell everybody their fucking business. So I'm sure somebody knew that she was smashing Carmelo and got pregnant. She could have brought anybody with her to the abortion. But she wanted him to go. And once she realized that he wasn't going to come, he didn't care, she decided to be spiteful and keep the kids. Let's keep that real. That is why she did it. It's not because she needed him to be there for a ride. Anybody could have came with her. The father doesn't have to be there. Damn it, you could have bought your Uncle Leroy. You could have bought your Aunt Stella. You could have bought anybody with you. What it is that you try to make this a family affair. And he was like, fuck you, bitch. I'm playing in Portland right now. I'm busy. I got other shit going on. You were just supposed to be a bust down. You figure it out. And once he started playing her and ignoring her, she was like, fuck it, I'm gonna keep the baby, give birth, name the baby Cash, and get my damn child support. She knew what she was damn doing. I don't feel bad for her. And I don't feel bad for him. I don't even feel bad for Lala. I just don't feel bad for any of these damn people. Because Lala knew what it was. And Lala spent so much time trying to condemn that other woman for getting pregnant by her man and having a baby. But she was willing to take him back. Give him the same energy that you were willing to give the first side chick. But instead, you took him back, trying to save face. And now you're in this situation again. This is just embarrassing. It's straight up embarrassing. So not only does he have one, but he got two. He has no shame. And I think their relationship has been over a long time ago. You don't see them together. Now, if you guys remember back in the day when she got with Carmelo Anthony, Carmelo was a bigger star than Lala. He was like a rising NBA player. She got him fresh. When he fresh came into the league, she jumped on that. So for him, she was an MTV VJ at the time. You know, when you're young, you're like, oh my gosh, she's famous. I watch her on MTV. So for him, he's boosted. She got with him when he was 19 years old. She was 24. I think had she just dated him, I don't think Carmelo really got a chance to sow his wild oats when he was younger. Because when you think about it, it's a conversation people don't want to have. When he got into the league at 18, she met him at 19. Everything was Lala and Carmelo, Lala and Carmelo. And it helped to raise her star power. She went from being an MTV VJ to dating one of the hottest, you know, he was a great high school prospect, made into the NBA. It raised her star power and it also looked good for him. And I think because he was never able, yes, really, yes, yes, for y'all who don't know, and I think because he was never able to sow his royal oats, like he's a damn prince. Princess Amunda. You know, his wild oats is what I'm trying to say. I think maybe he has some resentment towards her for that. And that's why he's doing all this fuck shit now at damn near 40. Like, this is embarrassing. He didn't even have side babies in his 20s. This is stuff that we expect from 20-year-olds. You know, mistakes like this. Just like with Nick Cannon. How you go damn near 40 years with no scandal and every 2 months you're popping out new babies by different women? It just doesn't make any sense. You got a bunch of old ass men trying to relive their childhood. He didn't even have side babies in his 20s. Just think about that. Carmelo is damn near, well, he'll be 40 soon. I think he just turned 39. And he's had 3 side babies. It just doesn't make any sense. I've never, even when I watched him on the show, I felt nothing. Remember she had that reality TV show with her lesbian cousins and there was nothing. It's almost like she had to bring in her cousins for a storyline because there was nothing there between her and Carmelo. You could tell he did not like being on reality television. He was not down with it. He would barely even talk. He would just, you know, he'd show up in the scene, grunt a few words and then walk out. You could just tell he was just not there. They're not vibing on the same frequency. And she's been trying to hold on to this relationship because it looks good for the public. And meanwhile, she's been a long-suffering wife. So I think it's better they just go their own separate ways. He played 1 year ball. I get all these people mixed up. Okay, so he played 1 year of college. So he did the one and done. Because he came in around the same time as LeBron and all them. So either way, he was really young when they got together. And I just think he's trying to relive his second childhood. But I don't feel bad for him or the side chick. So now there's an update to the story. Now the side chick, she'll be coming out soon. She'll be on, she'll start her Instagram page. She'll have a page for the twins. People will follow. She'll start making baby promos. Hey, y'all, here goes some bottles and stuff. Shout out bottle company, hashtag ad. We'll see her in about 2-3 months. So we already know what she's preparing everybody for. So now this is the update that she's saying to Hollywood Unlocked. I'm trying to read all this shit. Okay, here we go. We're going to start from here. She's also bringing up Kim Kardashian. So she's saying, on top of dealing with the stress of Carmelo allegedly being an absent father, mind you, Mia has been saying this for the past 3 years. See, this is how stupid females are. Remember, y'all was talking about me? Mia's a mess. You he had a wife. You knew he was married. If he's not trying to take care of the child, that's on you. Everybody was clowning Mia for the same thing. So why would you be shocked that he's now an absentee parent to your twins? Do you see him flossing Genesis all over Instagram? Common sense. I don't know why women think all of a sudden they're going to be different. That is his MO. Knock up a chick, create a side baby, put them in the corner, cut a check, keep living your life and acting like the only child that matters is the child that you have with Lala. He did it to her. But somehow you thought your coochie was different, right? Okay. So then she goes on to say, the woman detailed the stress she's been after learning that Lala Anthony's best friend, Kim Kardashian, allegedly hired a private investigator to find out who she is. The woman alleged that Kim was able to obtain some information about her and shared what she knew with Lala. It was said that Kim caught Lala hysterically crying when she delivered the news. Although the woman stressed to us that she wants no problems with the power actress, she fears that Kim may try to do damage control and make her out to be the bad person in this situation. How are you not the bad person in this situation? I feel like, am I the only one here who just has common sense? Wait, how can Kim make you the bad person? You are the bad person in this situation, you and Carmelo. I'm scared. Kim's going to make me look like the bad guy. Well, bitch, you are. Weirdo. What is wrong with people? Then she goes on to say this. Now we exclusively spoke with Tracy Romulos, the CMO of Kim Kardashian's KKW brand. She denies allegations that Kim had any involvement in this or hired a private investigator for Lala. However, Romulos shockingly admittedly that she did hear about Carmelo's alleged twins and acted on her own to reach out to the third party to get additional information. Although this is a serious situation, Romulos joked, I didn't hire a PI because I am the PI. Just foolishness. And then there's pictures of Kim. We know Kim and Lala are really good friends. And you know what? If Kim hired a private investigator on this broad, I say good. Kim did, right? Looking out for her homegirl. She heard rumors in these damn Hollywood streets and said, Lala, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're not going to have you out here looking foolish much longer. And they found this woman. I find it funny how people get themselves into situations and then they're the victim. The only victims in this are these twins who did not ask to be here, who did not ask to be pawns of this foolishness. I never understand when women do that. Want to come in as a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth baby mama and then cry foul. But you saw how he treated the other woman. But you saw, you thought that for some reason you'd be different, right? Very interesting. Let's see here. Hate D since 89, said 1999. She says, thank you for always keeping it real. Love you, T, from Nutty New York. Thank you so much, sis. Thanks for coming through. Let's see here. I heard Mello, Jeanette sent $5. She says, I heard Mello said that he wants more kids and Lala doesn't. This may not be as much of an accident as it seems given his age. Now that's interesting. I don't know. You know, Lala seems to be reliving her second, you know, youth too, you know, acting on power and stripping down and all that stuff. So she can't do those sexy scenes if she's big and knocked up. So that might be some truth to it. But if he wanted the kids, though, why ignore her? Why not go see about your child? It just doesn't make sense. Why is he ignoring Genesis? I would think someone who wants their kids, regardless if they have a wife or not, would be in the side baby's life. I'm just saying. Let's see here. Von Zetta Reed sent $5. Says, hey, T, I've been watching you for 9 years now. I came across your old Draw My Life video. You had me crying. Love you and stay blessed as always. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yes, that is a very sensitive video, but I'm, you know, it's out there and I'm glad you got a chance to watch it. So thank you so much, sis. Mucha Dinero sent $9.99. Says, hey, T, sending you love. You look gorgeous as usual. Also, any luck with me getting into the Discord? I was sent the link, but I wasn't able to get into the Discord. Thanks, big sis. Love you. If you were sent a link before the cutoff and there's prior emails of our conversation, email me and I'll send you another link. The links are only good for like 6 hours. So you have to click on it right away to get into the Discord. So as long as you have a previous email from our conversation, just email me and I'll get you back in. Let's see here. Jade Osa Ninja says, as a Nigerian from the great Benin Kingdom, unfortunately, where Simon is from, I think Simon is full of shit. We don't claim him. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate it. Look at that. All the Nigerians is coming through today. Keep telling y'all, none of these Nigerian that I know has heard of this man like that. Usually when somebody's big from Nigeria, you know, because it's a stamp for the country. You know them. You know what they're about. Ain't nobody claiming this man because ain't nobody ever heard of him until Real Housewives. Simon is full of shit. Let's see here. Jimmy Love says, Lala cannot stop him from seeing his child. She couldn't stop him from seeing the mama. He just doesn't want to. Thank you, sis. Thanks for the $5. I appreciate it. I agree. But that's what the side chick says, that, you know, Lala. But let's keep it real. Some women do that. You know what I'm saying? When you're that upset at the man and that child is a reminder, the infidelity. So, I mean, it's not far-fetched that she would tell him, like, you already had this side baby. If you want to go see the baby, you better go visit her in the cloak of night. That child is not to come to my house. You're not to be photographed with that child, because that's an embarrassment. That's a constant reminder for Lala. Women do it all the time. All the time. Some of y'all's granddaddies had whole families up the street. Granddaddy better not be seen walking around town during the day with them damn side kids. You go over there and you go visit them side kids at night. You tuck them in, read them a bedtime story, and you be here in the morning and take these kids in this household that you're married to school in the morning. Just saying. It happens more often than not. Let's see here. Walla Wakanda says the ghetto. Thank you so much for the super chat. JoJo sent $14.99 says, why is the woman blaming Lala for Melo's inability to see his child? He's a grown man. Don't have kids with men who don't care about you. Do better. She said Carho Melo. Carho Melo with a hoe in it. can sit down somewhere too. Thank you so much for the super chat. Appreciate you. Rayshawn Williams says, T, that's not Melo. It was me. Child. Don't go out here talking shit. You know, child support is real. Them chicks will come after you now. Thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Melanin Queen says, busting nuts and smoking blunts. All you need is 5 on it to get the party started. Love you, sis. Love you, too. And thanks for coming through, sis. Hitch sent $49.99. Thank you so much for the super chat. Says, hey, T, I'm here for the scoop. The knowledge and your witty sense of humor. Thank you so much, and thanks for joining me today. Kashif Kasline. Hopefully I pronounced that right. They sent 20. They says, you have to literally be a reincarnation of a truth-seeking spirit from long ago. Love your content, spirit, and realness. Keep doing what you do. I'm educating my boyfriend on what true tea is. Through you, LOL, tea sipper for life. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Let's see here. Kaza Love Senpai says, I remember that incident with Carmelo and the yacht thought. Hell, everybody at Pepperidge Farms remembers. Yeah. And that was so funny because he really tried to go off on the internet. And so you're still cheating. So while you cussed everybody out in 2019, you're still cheating on your wife. And on top of that, you now have two other little side babies. So that video didn't age too well. So you guys, I've been on here for almost 2 hours. Can't believe it's almost 7 o'clock. Wow. This was a great stream. I thank you guys for coming through. We have over 12,000 people watching. Thank you all. I had a good time. I think I hit on everything. Let me make sure. I think I hit on everything. We talked about Simone. We talked about Candace Owens, Carmelo. Yeah, we hit on everything. I think this is a good breakdown. So I really appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for the love. Thank you guys for the super chats. Like I said, if I do end up streaming, it may be Saturday or Sunday, but after that, it'll probably be a few more days before I come back online because I have to just get things together for the move and stuff like that. So I will talk to you guys later. Everybody have a good evening. And once again, thank you guys for the love and support. I appreciate it.